So I want to talk about baptism.
I don't know who give you no baptism.
And this is one of the most basic doctrines in the Bible. Jesus said, go into all the world.
Yes, so now
preach the gospel.
Uyali njili.
He who believes
ngata muyi.
And
kendo.
Kendo. And is baptized.
Kendo obatise.
Will be saved.
Nyakanoware katanoware.
So it's not just enough to think, yeah, well, I'm a kind of Christian, I'm okay. Believe and be baptized.
Yes.
And so it's very easy to drift in our lives. Sometimes we think we are great Christians, then we drift away a bit. But God wants us to make a one-time, concrete, actual decision for His Son.
And
that's why He designed this idea of baptism. God is not very demanding in the sense of asking us to do rituals and all this kind of thing. But He does ask this one actual concrete ritual from us. We've explained how the gospel was preached to Abraham. That He and His special son, who would be Jesus, would inherit this earth forever. And in that sense, as Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. And so we have got to associate ourselves with the people of God. Associate ourselves with Jesus.
And
become the true children of Abraham. And we do that by being baptized into Christ. And so, in Peter says that it's rather like the ark in the time of Noah. That if you are in the ark, then you're saved. And the ark represents Jesus. It was no good standing there looking at Noah saying, good job, Noah, that's a very useful thing you're doing for everybody. You actually had to be in the ark.
John 3
verse
5.
Unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. Now, of course, it's not enough to just get baptized. And then live a life like anybody else. We must be born of water, that's baptism, and spiritually reborn afterwards. John 13 verse 8. Jesus said to Peter, unless I wash you, you have no part in me at all. So we must be baptized. And reading the Acts of the Apostles, it's clear that as soon as people understood the gospel, they were immediately baptized. Paul, he understood on the road to Damascus.
O Paulo onomjo wanyasaya iyo kodhi piny mar Damascus.
That he must now accept Jesus.
Ni nyaka to koro rwaki Yesu.
So immediately,
so esechego,
he goes and is baptized.
Ne odhi mobatis Paulo.
Acts chapter 2.
O tijo ote madonga reyo.
The people said to Peter, "What must we do?"
Jinedi Peter dwa Peter watimango.
And that's the position that you're in, we're all in.
Kendo mano samano kag maintire kendo andele antire.
We cannot just say, "Yeah, very interesting." We must do something actual about it. Because it's very easy to just talk, isn't it? Yes, I'm a Christian. But Jesus asks us to do something. They said to him, "What must we do?" Peter said, "Repent and be baptized so that you get forgiveness." So no baptism, no forgiveness.
Koro ka ok ng'ato obatisi, we richo onge. Ka ok obatisi, richo nyo kako weni.
So that's clear then that a little child, a baby, can't do this.
Kendo en gima owinjore maler ma nyathi mathin ok nyal timo.
It must always be on our initiative.
Kendo en gima nyaka bed dwachwa kata nyaka bed lengowa.
A baby or a young child cannot, of their own choice, say, "What should I do?" There is no sense of forgiveness, of repentance. A lot of examples there in the Acts of the Apostles. Immediately, people were baptized. When Paul was in prison in Philippi, there was an earthquake in the middle of the night. And the jailer wanted to be baptized immediately that night. When he had so many other things to worry about. The prisoners had got free. The prison had fallen down. And you need water for baptism. He had to go and get the water. Yeah, he didn't say, "Guys, let's just wait till the morning." He felt that urgency immediately. There was a woman called
Lydia.
When she heard the gospel, she was baptized. It was always the immediate thing that people did. There was a man called Cornelius. He was a good man.
He
gave money to the poor, etc. But just being a nice person is not enough. God sent Simon or Peter to him to explain the gospel. And to baptize him.
Kendo mondo obatise.
So how should we be baptized?
Ere kaka onego beni batisowa.
Because in the Catholic Church and other churches, the idea is to just sprinkle some water.
Nikech ekanisa mar dinwa ma joko pere kata mana dinde mamoko, en ni nyakir mana pi kumi kata nyala gwel la dawani.
Now the Greek word translated baptism.
Dojo Greek mo loke ni batizo.
It means to dip in a liquid.
En gimangiso ni gimodumbole gimonimo kata modumbole chubwe gimoro. Modimonimo.
If you really can't get water, then you somehow will find a bottle and pour the water in.
Kopo ni okinyalo kuma pimoro nitie mang'eny tinyalo manyo taraf maduong' kata gimoro maduong' miole pi manyaka pong'.
Or in a bath.
Kata ka in gi bath manyawasungu matarithi nitie madongo dongo ka.
John was baptizing, we're told, at a place on the River Jordan.
Ing'isowani Joanna ne batiso ji kamoro ni aora Jordan.
Because there was much water there.
Nikech aora Jordan kune mane nitie pi motamre gi dongo.
And you can understand that because baptism is a burial with Christ, Paul says.
Gimomi idwaro ni gino time pi mang'eny nikech batiso en ik miikowa godo kod Yesu.
As a body goes into the grave,
seche ma ngima wadonjo ringre wadonjo e liel,
so baptism must be a burial in water.
Batiso en tho kata donjo e pi ka gima watho kod Yesu.
There was the man from Ethiopia in Acts 8.
Neni tire jal moro koa e pinje Ethiopia Africa waka e tijo otaboro.
He was traveling through the desert.
Ne uwuto e kamatarare.
Reading the Bible.
No chomo muma.
And God sent Philip to explain the gospel.
Tenyasaye no oro Filipo mondo lerne injili.
Now nobody crosses a desert without water.
Oh, e desert e kamatarare kata piny motuo. Onge ngama nyalo wuothe ka ok oting'o pigene.
Surely they had a bottle of water with them.
Ne en gima adiera ni nyaka bed ni gin gi pigi moko matin ma gimodho e mbugruchni.
But they found a lake.
To ka ne giwuotho kamano ne giyudo piny motuono kumoro mane pi moro ochokore machalo yawo.
And it says that they went down both into the water.
To giduto te en jatu Ethiopia kod Filipo ne gidhi e pi.
And when they were come up out of the water,
to kane ogisado tichjalo mitjalo ne wuok e pi kama.
So baptism is a dipping in water.
Oh, batiso chuto chuto en ngama en luto wa e pi.
We're told that Jesus was baptized.
Inyiswani Yesu be no batisi.
As an adult, not as a child.
No batise ko ngama ngongo majegni pradeko ko jat kai matis.
And it says that he came up out of the water.
Ne owuok oko e pi.
Why was Jesus baptized?
Samori nyalo penda ng'o momiyo Yesu no batisi.
Well, I'm sure partly it was to set us an example.
Oh, adwa ni ng'eni konchiel mar wachno en ni mondo Yesu mondo nobedwa kaka ranyisi en ema obed jal makwongo timo gino.
So then we go into the water.
Mondo mi wadhi e pi.
We come up out of it.
Kendo wawuok oko kuom pi.
And that means that our life, we start a new life.
Kendo mano nyiso ni sama ng'ato donjo e pi kendo chako gole pi, ochako ngima manyien.
A life with Jesus.
Ngima kod Yesu.
There are some words in Romans chapter 6 that explain this very clearly.
Nitie weche moko bende mama Jerumi auchiel matindo adek mabe wacho wachni maler.
So, should we read them very quickly in Swahili?
Wajasomo chata kosa mna neki Swahili.
Mfahamu ya kuhu sisi sote tuliopatizwa katika Kristo Yesu. Tuliopatizwa katika mauti yake. Basi tulizikwe pamoja naye kwa njia ya ubatizo katika mauti yake kusudi kama Kristo alivyofufuka
katika wafu kwa njia ya utukufu wa Baba, vivyo hivyo na sisi tuenende, yani tuishi kila siku katika upya ya uzima. Kwa maana kama mlivyo danika naye katika mfano wa mauti yake kwa ubatizo, kadhalika mtaunganika kwa njia ya kufufuka kwake.
Thank you. So this is the way that we become in Christ.
Ma eyo mwado jogodo e Yesu.
We believe that he existed.
Waiye ni ongema.
But he never sinned.
Kendo waiye ni ne okotimo richo.
He died for me.
kendo ni notho nikech richowa.
And rose again for me.
Kendo nochier ne wan.
And we can't just be passive and say, oh yeah, that's good.
Ok wanyal wacho wacha gi dhok mondo wach ni notimo gigero, notimo onge wach mano ber.
We must do something.
Wawegi nitie gima nyaka watim.
And that something is to be baptized.
To gima nyaka watim no en ni nyaka batiswa.
And this is the basis upon which we have hope of resurrection.
Kendo mana kokalo kuom yor batizo ni kende mamiyo wabedo kod geno mar chier be.
Because Jesus rose from the dead,
nikech Yesu nochiero oa kuom joma tho,
we also will do.
Wan bende wabiro chier.
If we have made that connection with him,
kapo ni waketo tugruok malong'o kode,
because we are all going to die,
nikech waduto chieng' moro achiel wabiro tho.
And the only way to come back alive again,
to yo kende mwanyalo chako duogo godo mwabedo mangima,
is to be connected with the resurrection of Jesus.
En mana ka wabedo e riwruok mar chier mar Yesu Kristo.
So you come out of that water to a new life.
Sama ichier kia e pigno, iduogo gi ngima manyien.
And that process goes on throughout our lives.
Kendo gino bedo gi ngima manyien dhi nyime kamano e ngima wa duto.
We die with Christ and we come alive with him.
Watho kod Yesu Kristo kendo wabedo mangima kode.